Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Ram Yakashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Hei. The Gemara in Amud Aleph speaks at length about the inyan and the chisorin and the terrible trait of Baal Gaiva. And then the Gemara towards the end of the Amud brings, Omavchia ba'asher marav tamid chochem tzorich shiyeboi echod mishmoino b'shminis. Tamid chochem should have a little bit of Gaiva, 1/8 of an eighth, that's what he should have. And the Gemara needs beer. What does it mean that the Mechachim should have a little bit of gaiva? How do we understand this? And the Mefarshim will marich in this a lot. And there's a lot of piyushim of Pikabolo. The Chido brings a whole explanation that based on the name of Hashem, which part of gaiva we're talking about, and also here in the Ben Yoyada and others. The Chasav Sofer has several ways to do the Cheshbon. How do you get to eighth of eighth? One way, he says, is that there is a din that Rambam brings that a person needs to give musr to his talmidim, and then he's allowed to scream at them and give kashos. That's a little bit of gaivu. So Chasav has a cheshbon like this: a person needs to learn 8 hours a day, and on Shabbos he has to learn 16 hours a day. So if he gives musr 1 hour throughout the week, that comes out to be 1 out of 64, 1/8 of 1/8. But I want to focus over here on two nikudos that are brought down Migdol Adoris. One is, the Vilna Gaon says, what's the pshat? That a person needs to have a little bit of gaiva. So he says, based on the pasuk, the Yaakovinu says, katoynti mikol ha-chasodim kol ha-hemes asher asisu avdecho. Yaakovinu is standing in front of Esav, and he feels he has no schusim. He has no way to win. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu already gave him so much for his schusim. Meaning, we learn over here from Yaakovinu that a person should have gaiva for the past, not for the future. Yaakovinu is saying, I feel that I already got all the reward for everything good that I did. Well, you did good? You feel good about yourself? No, not for the future. Not that now he deserves a lot. But that whatever he got it for the schus that he already has. That's all in the past. There's nothing else to rely on going forward. So Yaakovinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, katoyndim kol ha-chasodim kol ha-emes ha-shasiz avdecho. I became very small because you already rewarded me. I don't deserve anything else. That's the right gaiva. It's a gaiva to say that whatever I got for something that I have, so now I don't have anything more. Zok the Goyen, that's what it means, Shmoyne Shabishminis, because where is this pasuk mentioned? Zok the Goyen, it's mentioned in Parshas Vayishlach, in the 8th pasuk of the Parsha. Parshas Vayishlach is the 8th Parsha of the Torah. Bereishis, Noyach, Lech Lecho, Vayero, Chayesoro, Toldos, Vayetze, Vayishlach. It's the 8th Parsha. And in the 8th pasuk of that parsha, it says the pasuk katoynti mikol ha-chasodim mikol ha-emes. So that's shmoyna shebishminis, the 8th of the 8th. We know which gaiv you can have from the 8th pasuk and the 8th parsha. That's what's brought down the Kreliyo in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Another nekuda over here. We're recording this shir, as we mentioned previous shir, in the city of Prague. And I found there was a rav called Rav Ron Broide. There was the Rosh Hashiva in Prague. And in Sefer Hagan, he brings in his name the following vort in this Gemara. The Gemara has a machlekes, should a Tamid Chacham have shmoyne shebishminis? Or, as Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, lo yimino v'lo miktaso, I don't want anything. Says Rav Ron Broide, what does it mean? What's a machlekes? Because it says in the Pasuk, to'evas Hashem kol gvar lev. There's ta'eva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anybody who is a gvar lev, anybody who's a baal gaivo. It says kol gvar lev. What does it mean, kol gvar lev? Does kol gvalev means any gvalev? Or it means kol gvalev, someone whose entire heart is gvalev. But if it's something of gvalev, it's fine. Is kol mean anything? Or kol means everything? So Rav learns that kol means everything, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates someone who's kuloy gvalev. But something of it is fine. Shmoyne Shemeshwin is okay. And then Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, he learns that the word koil means any. Because Baruch doesn't like any gaiva at all. That's why he says, lo minov, lo miktaso. So he brings Chazal that say, kol amizgoe mevi chema lo ilom. Someone who does gaiva, he brings anger to the world. So he says, here's the explanation. It says in the pasuk, v'lo yoyer kol chamosu. Because Baruch will not put all his anger. What does kol chamosu mean? Well, it depends on the machlekes of our Gemara. If koil means everything, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't bring kol chamoso, but he will bring a little bit of chema. But if kol chamoso means anything, so it means there will be no chema for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Emeli says, when it says kol amizgoi, meaning someone who's a baal gaivo, That means he relies on Rav that Tamichorim should have Shmoyna Shebishminis. So he learns that Koil means everything. That Akash Baruch Hu hates only someone who's Okuloi Gaivo, but not Miktasai. So when it says Kol Chamasai means Kuloi Chemo, but a little bit of Chemo will be. That's what it means. Kol HaMizgoyim Mevi Chemo Loilam. Anybody who relies on Rav can bring anger to the world. That's how Rav Breide Rosh Shiva Prague said. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, what's good, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.